Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, where in every minisode, I share a relatable story, tips, techniques on living a more mindful life, and end every segment with a guided meditation to lead you back to your heart center. So I hope you'll stick around to the end so that we can integrate, relate, and just enjoy the frequencies of being in silence with a beautiful singing bowl at the end of the segment. Today, I am back with another segment of the Burnt Out and Laid Off, B-O-L-O series on my podcast, where I take you through my journey of being exactly that. This journey has inspired me, catalyzed, and pushed me to really practice everything that I preach on a daily basis, where that being my everyday life, with my one-on-one clients, in my community events, and also, of course, on my podcast. I am tapping into all of my resources, that being the education trainings that I received, but also my network to move through this transition period of my life. And also alchemize my pain into purpose to be of service in this world, because that is truly what I'm here to do. To be the light for everyone I come into contact with. And so if you are tuning into this podcast for the first time, welcome. And I thank you for joining me. And if you are a regular listener here, thank you for being here once again. I hope that you'll consider rating this podcast 5 stars and giving it a follow on whatever platform you're using to listen. This allows you to get notified each time I publish a piece of new content so that you'll never miss a segment. And by rating the podcast wherever you're listening, you also increase the chances of it being heard by more people around the world who are seeking these moments of connectivity, inspiration, groundedness, and mindfulness in their life. So I hope that you'll consider doing that. It really helps me out. In today's segment, I want to take a look at the trends that we are noticing in our lives, the patterns that we find ourselves in, or the cycles that we often repeat to ourselves. So I invite you to take a moment right now and consider what has been consistently showing up in your life. This might be a person, a lesson, a habit, whether new or old. Just notice what seems to be repeating itself in your life. This can be something as simple as, I notice myself feeling tired more often. I'm always wanting more sleep. This is a pattern. I'm always waking up groggy or feeling really energetic before bedtime. This again is another pattern. Or perhaps you're finding yourself in a cycle with people who don't have the best intentions for you. Or perhaps you're consistently finding yourselves in disagreements with friends or acquaintances. Or maybe there's a reoccurring thought that you have that's really not serving you, and it's time to transform that belief. Whatever it may be, regardless of when, and if you can't think of one right now, perhaps one from your past is coming to mind. We find ourselves in repetitive cycles, patterns, habits, beliefs all the time. It is our mind's job to keep us safe. So we'll continue doing the same things, continue being the same way, continue thinking the same way to stay safe. This is why it takes so much energy and momentum to create change and also to transform. Because giving into these cycles, patterns is easy and comforting. So this isn't going to be a segment where we transform any limiting beliefs. However, it will be one where we bring attention to the things that we are drawn to lately. Some of the things that might be repetitive in our life right now may also be points toward a new direction, not so much relieving an old direction. So it might be So sometimes nudges to a new direction sometimes looks like we're drawn to particular places, people, or things, or we feel inspired by certain things or called towards certain things that are different from our everyday. So I invite you to reflect on this and see if there's any indications of a new cycle, pattern, behavior coming into your life. Noticing the patterns within our lives are really helpful to dig deeper within our subconscious and bring the things that we might be pondering unconsciously to our conscious mind. I'll share an experience I noticed over the last few weeks and something that came from my recent reflection on patterns and cycles. So throughout the month of February, I had taken a break from my strength training in the gym, and I felt really called toward more flexibility, yoga asana practice, slower movement, juicier holds, and just being more in my femininity and flow rather than picking up and slamming weights in the gym. I also craved being my own space. So practicing from home is something that I really enjoyed. And being out in nature for daily walks is something that was really something that my soul was craving. And so I noticed great improvements in my flexibility over the last 2 months, having the dedicated practice of yoga in my life. It was toward the end of March where I felt ready to be back in a gym environment and wanted to work on my strength again. And since then, I've been consistent once again in a gym. As you all may or may not know, those first few times getting back into the gym after a long break can be the hardest. So I am very proud of myself for making it through that hump. And in reflecting lately, I realized how universe, soul, spirit, guidance that I was receiving toward this everyday movement that I do, it was really preparing me for this next phase, this transition phase that I'm in. I was guided toward more flexibility, fluidity, flow, and then it led me into March where I received this life-changing news about my layoff, and then a few weeks later, I was called to work on my strength again. It was almost like universe knew I needed flexibility to navigate this transition that I'm going through. And it allowed me to be flexible in my routine, flexible in my scheduling. As you know, here on the podcast, I've taken breaks. I've come back after 2 weeks. I sometimes upload on a Monday rather than a Sunday. This is all me being flexible and moving with the energies that I'm feeling. Tending to my nervous systems in the way that I need to, being okay to fall off of routine, being okay with building a new routine, just being adaptable is what this very phase of my life was calling for. And so being able to build my resilience in this way through my daily yoga practice, which suddenly I was committing to every day in February, really helped with my mental approach to the news that I received at the beginning of March. And then in falling sick, again, it's being flexible, being open, being receptive to what is it that I need to do next. And then after a few weeks of feeling like, okay, I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to seek consults. I'm ready to make the phone calls. I'm ready to do some work. I'm ready to go back into the gym and lift weights because I want that strength. I want to feel that power. I want to empower myself and build further resilience through strength training. And so I thought this parallel was really interesting, and it really inspired me to really continue digging deep and feeling that connection. And it inspired me and affirmed that we are always being guided, and our inner wisdom is truly something to tap into, to follow those random quote unquote callings that you might hear or feel or sense, and those urges that you might feel like to just do something. I'm here to tell you to just do it, because you never know what universe, spirit, God, source, creation, what you are being prepared for in your life. What happened, the news that I received at the beginning of the March, I didn't specifically prepare for that. However, all along, I was being prepared simply because I was able to trust into the guidance that I was receiving. And it's making me emotional even thinking about it, because I worked very hard. It's not easy to be able to trust our intuition, follow our inner guidance, or receive messages from source or intuition. And I do have two episodes on a podcast that talk about listening to our intuition, both where I use the examples of angel numbers to do so. And of course, each mini-show that I host encourages you to come back to your heart center. And it's from here that we receive the guidance. And this is why I'm so passionate about sharing these minisodes and these tidbits of insights and inspiration with you, because it truly does make all the difference. It moves us from a place of questioning and wanting to be in control to being in flow and allowing and receiving. And with this delicate balance, we know when to be flexible and when to stand tall and be firm. So coming back to the trends, the habits, the cycles that you identified at the beginning of the minisode, remain open to these, because you may just be guided toward your next step or toward releasing what's holding you back. I invite you now to take a moment of mindfulness with me and tune in to your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And taking a few deep breaths here to ground yourself into this present moment. Feeling into your body for any areas of tension. Perhaps relaxing the shoulders more, relaxing the jaw, allowing the eyelids to fall heavy, turning the palms upward to the sky, letting the body know that it's okay to be at ease and it's okay to receive. From this state of openness, from receptivity, we're able to receive guidance. We're able to be in flow. We're able to respond rather than react. By letting go of control, we can allow what is truly meant for us. From this state, we are also able to be a non-biased and neutral observer of our life, noticing those trends, patterns, cycles without judgment. It's all just part of our human experience. Seeing them objectively, and bringing conscious awareness to them so that we can transform them or be open to what we're being guided towards. Taking a few more deep breaths here, feeling the openness, feeling the lightness. Returning back to the present moment and carrying this lightness, this stillness, this openness with you as you go about the rest of your week and the rest of your month. If you found this exercise, minisode insightful, please rate the podcast 5 stars, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.